Welcome to Reform Voices of Torah, the Monday edition of 10 Minutes of Torah. On this coming Shabbat Shuvah, October 5th, we will read Parashat Vayelech, Deuteronomy 31:1 through 30, and we will read the Haftarah, Hosea 14:2 through 10, Micah 7:18 through 20, and Joel 2:15 through 27. This week, we bring you commentary from Cantor Elizabeth Sachs called Going Out and Coming In, Transitions of Leadership. In our High Holiday Machzor, we read a poem entitled The Sacred Pilgrimage by Rabbi Alvin Fine. Birth is a beginning and death a destination, but life is a journey from childhood to maturity and youth to age, from innocence to awareness and ignorance to knowing, from foolishness to discretion, and then perhaps to wisdom, from weakness to strength, or strength to weakness, and often back again, from defeat to defeat to defeat, until looking backward or ahead, we see that victory lies not at some high place along the way, but in having made the journey, stage by stage, a sacred pilgrimage. The familiar verses of this poem could easily be the underlying emotional narrative of Parashat Vayelech, often used at Yizkor and other services of memory. These words conjure a reckoning of a life's purpose. In this week's portion, Moses is in the midst of this process, for in Parashat Vayelech, Moses officially retires and begins to prepare for his death. Moses begins the portion with a strong statement of impending transition, saying, I am now 120 years old. I can no longer be active. Moreover, the Eternal has said to me, You shall not go across yonder Jordan. The Hebrew, however, is slightly more cryptic. Rather than the clear, I can no longer be active, the Hebrew literally reads, Lo uchal od latzeit vilavo. I am no longer able to go out and to come. What does this phrase actually mean? We find this phrase, in this context, in several other places throughout the Hebrew Bible. For example, regarding Moses and Joshua, in Numbers 27 we read, Moses spoke to the Eternal, saying, Let the Eternal One, source of the breath of all flesh, appoint someone over the community who shall go out before them and come in before them, and who shall take them out and bring them in, so that the Eternal's community may not be like sheep that have no shepherd. About David we read in 1 Samuel, All Israel and Judah loved David, for he marched at their head. Literally, he went out and came in before them. And about Solomon we read in 1 Kings, And now, Adonai my God, You have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am a young lad with no experience in leadership. Literally, I do not know goings and comings. In examining these instances of our phrase, we discover that these words are almost always an idiom or metaphor for leadership. Moses is not merely making a passing reference to his advanced age and decreased ability. He is also hinting that he is no longer the appropriate leader for the Israelites. In reflecting upon his long and enduring task, what might Moses, with his new perspective, be implying about leadership by using those active verbs? The rabbinic commentaries seize upon this phrase to ask and examine what does leadership entail? About physical strength, for some commentators, to go and to come recognizes a practical physical dimension to leadership. As Ibn Ezra notes in his commentary to Deuteronomy 31:2, to go to and fro denotes going out to and returning from battle. In other words, even if I were not now going to die, still I am incapable of waging war. Thus, you have no need of someone who would leave you unattended. Moses understands that in some instances, leadership involves actually using our bodies to inspire, demonstrate, and protect those in our community. About intellectual wisdom, the Talmud teaches us that this phrase suggests a loss of intellectual capacity. In Sotah 13b, we read, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says that Rabbi Yonatan says, the verse means that he could no longer go out and come in with words of Torah. This teaches that the gates of wisdom were closed off to him. Through this meaning, Moses reminds us that leadership requires deep and profound knowledge and a shared language of values and experiences. About interpersonal understanding, several commentaries link the idea of going out and coming in to an innate sense of interpersonal understanding, a unique perception of how to connect with other people. In his commentary on Numbers 27:17, Rashi emphasizes this idea by illuminating the power of presence, as he writes, who shall go out before them and come in before them? Not as is the way of kings of the nations who sit at home and send their armies to battle, but as I have done, and so too in the case of David it says, for he went out and came in before them, went out at their head, and came in at their head. Rashi highlights that in our phrase, go out and come in, indicates that the leader is actually standing with the people through their trials and tribulations. More than just the physical strength alluded to earlier, this explanation calls attention to the idea that the leader did not detach from the people, but rather stayed with them through their experiences. Finally, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in a passing comment on Numbers 27:17, suggests that the phrase going out and coming in denotes the notion of leadership by example. We read, Rabbi Reuben said, the entire body follows the head, and when the shepherd goes astray, the sheep go astray after him. When the shepherd is good, all follow after him. Here, we interpret our phrase as a recognition of the responsibility that comes along with leadership. Surely, Moses acutely feels this dimension of his leadership. He understands how much his own life has been dictated and defined by the need to be with and understand the needs of the people. As we begin to aggregate the meanings and understand the totality of Moses' phrase, to go and to come, it becomes clear that the very use of the idiom itself is Moses' last brave act as a wise leader and teacher. For here, Moses reveals one of the most important aspects of leadership, self-awareness. Moses' use of these words and their multi-layered meaning displays an arc of maturity achieved in the span of the book of Deuteronomy alone, from the personal pleading of Va'etchanan, where he said, let me, I pray, cross over and see the good land on the other side of the Jordan, to the assurance and acceptance of Vayelech. In sharing his own journey, his own sacred pilgrimage to ultimate understanding, Moses also reminds us of the wisdom we learn from Psalm 121, verse 8. Adonai will guard your going and coming now and forever. While we each have a sacred purpose, only God's leadership is eternal. Cantor Elizabeth Sachs is the senior cantor at Temple Emmanuel in Denver, Colorado.